you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, Prime Life Times, Wednesday in Review, March 25th, 2020. And after Monday and Tuesday's program, Monday we had Max Lucado sharing on Why Are You Afraid? Followed yesterday by Mark Lowry, and his talk was on interruptions. So Kathleen Jennings, it's a hard act to follow, but I think you're up to it.
Well, gosh, you've elevated me.
And we're about, I'd say, 5 feet apart. So
close to six feet.
It's nice to have somebody in the studio with me again. So thank you for driving out. This program is being broadcast from the home studio, the way we originated Mark and Friends for the first 20 or so years.
We met
out in the country here.
Right.
And so we have Beamer here laying at our feet. Mr. Deacon is walking around the house, and Holly is cleaning and doing various things in the other room. Then, because of media, you have the exception to leave and be a part of the broadcast, because there's certain rules or regulations or desires by our governor when you can go out and what you can be doing. But the media, you're an exception.
We're performing an essential.
Essential, yeah. You're an essential, Kathleen. So it's good to know we're essential. And hopefully you're all staying safe. You're caring for elderly or those that are shut in or those that are maybe in need. We continue as a radio ministry praying up the various situations and the trials and tribulations many of you are going through. But you prayed something that was interesting. And maybe before we read this two-part series, you talked about staying with a routine or something. And I think that's really important, because we can suddenly just stay in our homes and not do anything.
That's right.
It can really throw things into a havoc, even eating habits or exercise where we don't do anything.
Well, I think I had said something about it was good to be able to do the things, some of the things that we had been doing.
Yeah.
And I think you can find ways to do that at home. You can find ways of adding to your schedule some of the things that you used to do.
Right.
Because that made up who you are.
Yeah. And life needs to go on.
That's right.
And whether it's some exercise, I know some were putting little cones in their living room and having activities with their kids where they're marching around, running from room to room or playing tag or doing some things. And if you're able to get out and walk, you know, there's obviously some guidelines as far as being close to certain people and follow through on the common sense things, you know, don't go out without proper clothing on, you know, the coat and the jacket and maybe even the gloves and other things. Drink lots of water. Continue to be very cognizant of what you're touching, what surfaces are clean. As you mentioned, Kathleen, we were talking about this. If you're needing gas, make sure you have gloves on or you're wiping down your steering wheel and the gas pump and such.
John found some gloves that are not, he didn't get the real thin gloves. He got some at, I believe, like at Ace Hardware. This is not an advertisement for them, by the way. And they're more of an industrial type of a glove.
Like a latex or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And he has those in the car.
Yeah.
And so when he stops to get gas, that's what he uses. I never put gas in.
Yeah.
I don't ever do that.
We used to have an expression about trying to live up to the bar that John has set, where he always has done your gas and mends the car and gets it all set when you're going to travel.
He's
a good man.
Yes, he is a good man.
He's the chairman of our Great News Radio board, and we appreciate him. Well, you wrote an article that turned into two editions because it was hard to capture all the wonderful story about Pastor Jason Schiffo and his wife, Tasha, and they're featured in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, along with the upcoming edition that we'll have, let's see, later
in
this
April.
Week. Yeah, the April edition that'll be coming out in less than a week. So you called it and titled it Match Made in Heaven, Part 1, but we're going to read Part 1, and then everyone's going to get a sneak preview on the April edition, the Part 2. But this Match Made in Heaven, it's kind of one of those double entendres.
Yes, I couldn't resist. That's
and we'll learn about that through the story.
Yes, yes, you will.
So this is from Generations to Generations, part of the March edition of the Prime Life Times, section B2. So if you have it, pull it out and you can read along with us. And then I might have a little song in the middle, maybe an Armed Forces medley to honor both Pastor Jason, who served in the Army, and Tasha, who served in the Navy. And some of that will be mentioned in this story. But stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes, as I think you'll be blessed. And you'll get to know some more behind-the-scenes story of Pastor Jason Schiffo and the First Lady, Tasha, and how they met and their love story.
It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a remarkable story. Match Made in Heaven, Part 1. Heaven, using the services of Match.com, mm-hmm. made a most unlikely yet satisfying match one cold January afternoon. Tasha, while waiting to leave for naval boot camp, thought she'd give the dating app a try, though she'd be leaving the area soon. Jason checked the app, found her profile interesting, mm-hmm. and Googled her for more information.
That's when, what do they call it, Cupid had just shot the arrow into Jason.
Yes, yes. After a telephone conversation, they agreed to meet at Starbucks for coffee. It was on Google that Jason saw a letter from Tasha to Martha Stewart asking how-to instructions for washing a white cashmere sweater. The response from Stewart addressed Tasha personally, and Jason was impressed, thinking Tasha knew Martha Stewart. More intriguing was that Tasha was wearing a white cashmere sweater when they met. Tasha was also impressed with Jason. When the door at Starbucks repeatedly failed to close completely, letting in cold air, Jason got up and closed it. Tasha thought either he was a gentleman or else he was very nervous. She also wanted to make sure he understood her dating rule. She would not go to a second location. Not sure what she meant, Jason took it in stride, and over the next few weeks, they went to movies and jogged together. Tasha taught a children's Sunday school class, and Jason began going to the class to assist. When it was time for their first official date, Jason planned to take her out to dinner. After picking up a dozen roses, he got into his car, put the key in the ignition, and turned it. Snap.
Ooh.
The key broke. Not sure what to do, he called the dealership where he had purchased the car. After hearing of his predicament, the dealer told him he would send a tow truck for the car, and an employee would bring Jason a new car to use.
Oh, classic.
Jason was very, very late, but Tasha waited for him. It was around 10 o'clock when they finally ate dinner. The time for Tasha to leave for boot camp was approaching. During their first meeting at Starbucks, Jason had answered many of her questions about what to expect from the military. She was a runner and in good physical condition. At the fitness centers, the staff coached her with specific exercises. Jason, now manager of a Jewel food store,
woo-hoo!
Was a U.S. Army veteran. He assured her she was more than capable of enduring the physical challenges awaiting her. Now, this was 2 years after the 9/11 attacks, and Tasha, being single and possessing a degree in German, felt that there was something she could do to help. Late in 1990, Jason had enlisted with delayed entry into the 25th Infantry Battalion. He would be part of a group from Chicago and the Upper Midwest sent to Iraq at the tail end of Desert Storm in 1991. He was stationed at Schofield Barracks in Hawaii. For Jason, enlistment in the Army was a matter of survival. His family life was not good. He really couldn't stay at home, and there were few other options. Looking back, he believes God was behind it all. Jason's parents were not encouraging about anything. His father was not involved in his life, and his mother, deep into drugs and alcohol abuse, was struggling just to stay afloat. The military taught him discipline and instilled self-confidence. He enjoyed basic training. "I liked it," he said. "It gave me a place to belong." He served in the Army for 3.5 years. For Tasha, boot camp at Great Lakes Naval Training Center went well. She looked forward to further training at the Navy base in Pensacola, Florida. Jason was happy for her and adopted the attitude, "Well, we dated, we had fun, and now it's time to move on." That, however, was not what his heart kept telling him.
And there's a great picture of those two in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the March edition.
I like that picture very much. Though he kept busy with his job and with classes at community college, he was miserable. Hmm. After she left, he said to himself, "I need to go down to Florida." Jason bought a ring and a plane ticket. A helpful telephone operator gave him the number of the largest food store in the Pensacola area. After arranging a job interview, the hiring manager just happened to be standing next to the woman who had answered his call. He rented an apartment and flew to Pensacola, where he proposed to Tasha that very night. She said yes.
Hmm.
How, you might ask, did this affect Tasha's naval career? She was nearly ready to finish her training. Hurricane Ivan had just passed through the area, leaving devastating damage and destruction. Some of the base housing had been destroyed. One of Tasha's instructors, while looking directly at her, explained that if possible, some students should live off base because of the housing shortage.
Hmm.
Considering this not-so-subtle hint, Jason and Tasha discussed the options. After learning they could marry in nearby Alabama, they decided on an October civil ceremony, followed by a traditional church wedding in December.
To be continued in the April edition of the Prime Life Times. Watch for part two of Jason and Tasha's story in April. But wait, we're going to continue after a portion of this song, the Armed Forces Medley. We'll return to part two, Match Made in Heaven, written by Kathleen Jennings, our very own. And this is the story of Pastor Jason Schiffo and First Lady Tasha. Many of you are familiar with Pastor Jason from many of the Friday programs, and other times he's been included in Mark and Friends, and even Tasha has been on a time or two. So we'll continue with that story after a portion of this song to honor them both and all of you that have served, that are veterans, that are active members serving our country. We just thank you all.
As the reality of Navy life became clearer, Jason and Tasha became more and more concerned about their time together if Tasha stayed in the Navy. The foot problems she'd experienced grew worse, and after an appointment where the doctor talked about the pros and cons of remaining in the Navy, she was discharged, and they moved back to Peoria, Illinois, where they lived with Tasha's parents for the next 5 months. Tasha began working for a Caterpillar contractor, and Jason became the manager of a Bed Bath & Beyond store.
took all that great Jewel food stores experience and was easily hired up.
Yes.
You make it through Jewel, you can do just about anything we always talked about.
That's right. Tasha had grown up in a loving and supportive Christian home, so different from Jason's experience. Mm. As the months went by and their baby boy, Jacob, joined them, Jason's behavior became more and more like that of typical survivors from families broken by drug and alcohol abuse. He became very good at doing things that were painful and became obsessive about time spent in physical training. His greatest fear, however, was repeating the story of his own broken family. Mm. Tasha was clearly hurt and upset. When Jason came home unexpectedly one day and found her suitcases by the front door, he realized his marriage was a train wreck, and he had to change. After Tasha and baby Jacob left, Jason got down on his knees on the floor of the Bed Bath & Beyond storage room and prayed. He asked God to please bring just one good thing about their life to Tasha's mind. The phone rang. It was Tasha. Then and there, he gave his life to the Lord, and slowly things came together. Slowly, they became a family again.
And Jason has shared some of that story a number of times during Mark and Friends, and it's just incredible how God had been working and knitting them together and where Jason is this very day.
That's why I called it Match Made in Heaven. At best a D-plus student in high school, Jason was amazed that when he studied online with Trinity in Chicago, he made the dean's list. Mm-hmm. Finally, things made sense. Policies at Bed Bath & Beyond were changing, and the store needed a 5-year commitment. Realizing he couldn't give that, he began helping at church by teaching classes. It was then that he became aware of what he was meant to do. Things had come together.
And I don't know if you mentioned this during the time, because there was so much you could have reported and written.
Oh,
but
yes.
I know there were occasions at Bed Bath & Beyond where he felt called of God to witness and testify to his faith and share. And that wasn't always corporate policy to be
so free,
but he felt like God had called him to witness and to share.
That's right. Before long, a small church in Bradford, Illinois, called him as an interim pastor. The parsonage was empty, and they painted and refurbished it. Then they invited the entire neighborhood to come for a cookout. While here, their second child, Molly, was born. Hmm. Recalling those years, Jason and Tasha know God's timing couldn't have been better. With each change in their lives, God was right on time. They always had whatever they needed. When Jason left his job at Bed Bath & Beyond, his degree was almost finished. When Bradford Church hired a new pastor, knowing they would have to move after 30 days of prayer, another pastor rented them a large house for a small fee, and when needed, training, equipment, and people were provided. When Jason needed to take a math test to finish his degree, a Caterpillar engineer helped him prepare. Hmm. EFCA pastor Bill Allison became a mentor and spiritual father for Jason and asked him if he would substitute for him as a guest preacher one Sunday at an EFCA church in Mahomet, Illinois. Jacob, by now 5 years old, made a new friend that Sunday and wanted to go to his house to play. The Mahomet church was looking for a pastor and began talking to Jason. After preaching there a second time, he interviewed, and the congregation met the Schiffo family. After candidating and an hour-long question-and-answer session after the service, the church said they wanted him as their pastor. Mm. Jason signed the papers, they found a rental house, and a week later, their third baby, Abigail, joined the family. Pastor of the Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet since 2011, Jason Schiffo realizes the valuable role his military experience played in his life by teaching him personal discipline, a quality he hopes to pass on to his children, Jacob, Molly, Abigail, and Samuel.
Hmm.
It seems, though, the most important thing Jason and Tasha have come to understand is something I pray we all come to understand, the infallibility of God's timing and God's love for his children. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Blessed Easter.
Amen. Amen. So what you just heard was part one and part two. Part one is in this month's current edition, the March edition of the Prime Life Times. And instead of splitting this, we included what you'll be able to read in the upcoming, forthcoming April edition of the Prime Life Times. So thank you, Kathleen, for giving us the sneak preview on that story. And probably on Friday's edition of Mark and Friends, I'll have Jason fill in a little more of the story, because I know there was
there's a lot more
pivotal moment where he had just delivered a message before a large group, and
he kind
of cried behind stage knowing that this was the calling God had on him, and some other great story. Oh, good storytelling, Kathleen. Thank you. That's recounted in this month and next month's edition of the Prime Life Times, which you can read online at Prime Life Times. Oh, there's Beamer. PrimeLifeTimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Kathleen Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Bye-bye.